Mr. King's Things by Genevieve Côté, read by me, Diane Hostetler. When you hear the sound, turn the page. Mr. King likes new things, lots of new things. As soon as one of his things becomes the tiniest bit old, he tosses it into the nearby pond and replaces it with a new one. The pond isn't big, but it can hold a lot, and nothing ever shows except a few ripples. When he isn't buying new things or tossing old things, Mr. King goes fishing. There aren't many fish, but Mr. King doesn't mind. He just likes to lie in the sun. But this morning, Mr. King is almost rocked out of his boat by a sudden tug. Oh, this must be a really big fish. He pulls on his line. And up comes the scariest looking thing Mr. King has ever seen. Help! A monster! Mr. King rows away as fast as he can, but the monster is hooked to his line and it follows him closely. It follows him right onto the shore. The minute his boat lands, Mr. King runs for cover and sits tight, eyes shut, hands on ears. His friends come rushing to the pond. Mr. King is nowhere to be seen. What was all the noise? Is the circus in town? Is it some sort of sing-along? Is there a soccer game? Did someone call our names? Mr. King's friends look around for clues and find a big pile of things jumbled on the shore. A jumble sale, cries Harriet. I love jumble sales. I could use this ladder, says Bert. I'm not very good at climbing trees. Oh, what a lovely house, says Kit and Scat. Let me fix this umbrella for you, Harriet, offers old Jim Elk. Now I'll have enough chairs to seat my whole family, exclaims PJ. And I'll take a table for two, says Tex. Mr. King is still hiding, wondering where the monster is. When he peeks out to look, he spots his friends standing by the pond. Oh, no! He runs over to warn them. Watch out! There's a monster over there! Watch out! Mr. King stops short. The monster is gone. Look, says Skit, we found a table, a teapot, six chairs, a tuba, and we saved some nice things for you, says Scat. Mr. King turns quite red. Oh, he says, these are my old things. He picks up a few pieces thoughtfully. I have an idea, he announces, and he sets to work. Everyone is thrilled with Mr. King's inventions. He has made a flower kite, a fish carousel, a floating fountain, a colorful surfboard, and a ferry boat for two. Mr. King likes to turn old things into new. The end.